Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host and garden expert, Teresa Watkins. So glad you're here joining us this morning. Hope you have a nice cup of coffee or a cup of tea with you or whatever morning beverage you would like. Hot cocoa would be nice this morning.
Ooh, yes.
Wouldn't it be nice? So, Lizzie, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. I have my big Tervis cup, the biggest Tervis you can buy, full of eggnog.
There you go. What a Christmas treat. That is wonderful.
That's a life treat. Are you kidding me? If I could get this all year round without having to make it myself, it would be a life treat.
So I don't have cocoa, but I have chocolate cocoa, lip balm, and marshmallow lip balm, and I put them on at the same time. How many calories is that?
You know what? Probably zero. Yes. Probably zero. We'll go with zero. That's this time of year. Everything has a zero calorie count in my thought process.
That's why I love you, Lizzie. Everything has a zero calorie count.
Right. And that's also why I don't talk to my doctor in the month of October, November, and December. And then I'm like, let's push this back to February. So then when I have January, I can fix everything.
There you go. That works out wonderfully. Well, we've had a beautiful week. It was cold. It's cool when we buy Christmas presents and things. But we are going to be dry. We had a cold front come through this week and spotty rain, but a little bit of rain. This weekend's going to be beautiful to get out in the garden. Mid to upper 70s in North Florida. Possible 80 degrees on Wednesday. But then next week we have another cold front coming through. So it's going to come through on around Thursday. And the highs are only going to be in the 50s next week. So lows in the 30s for North Florida. So get ready. Get those frost blankets ready and be prepared to cover your plants. Central Florida, the same beautiful weather. It's going to be a little overcast, which I love. And mid to high 70s, lows in the 60s. And then a cold front on Tuesday is going to be here. So it's possible rain, 40% chance. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Temperatures are going to be in the low 60s for us. Our highs in the 60s and lows in the 40s. And then South Florida, you're getting rain today in Miami area. So appreciate that. Monday, Tuesday, 30% chance of rain. Highs in the mid-70s, lows in the 60s. Beautiful Chamber of Commerce weather this weekend. So what does this mean? This means that for your garden, with these temperatures and with the rainfall we got from the cold front and with the excessive rain we got in October from the hurricanes, no need to irrigate this week at all. In fact, your landscapes can go 10 to 14 days without irrigation. Why do I say that? Because I was in Lake Nona yesterday, and it's like a swamp. Everybody's watering still twice a week there. Stop that.
And not to say that this is okay, but I kind of see where people are thinking that they need to, because we have a clay dirt driveway, and it's just a dust bowl whenever we pull in, and I'm just like,
yeah.
And then allergies on top of it, not sickness.
Oh, please, I'm suffering with allergies.
Yeah, so everything's so dry. It's in the air, it seems like.
Right, with
visually.
The cold front, yes, yeah. Yes. And so, but no irrigation is needed this week at all. Not a none, nine yet, none. So with the temperatures and humidity in Florida right now, we just don't need it. And the thing is that when you overwater during the wintertime, especially, that it causes fungal issues in your landscape, in your lawn. And so just go, if your landscape is wilting right now from lack of water, then you overwater too much. Okay, so that's a real big indication. Get it through. Let these cooler temperatures allow for some wilting, but it's not going to die. It's going to, as soon as it rains again, it will perk back up again. But you just want to stretch those watering days out.
Yeah.
So once a week, if you need it, but if you're in a swampy area, like the Haynes Creek area, Lake Harris, then also to Lake Nona, Celebration out there, it's all swamp.
So and also you taught me this these last couple of years is that stick your finger up to your knuckle or stick it all the way up to your elbow to see how much
It's a knuckle.
Okay.
It's a knuckle.
All right. And but the thing is, you're forcing your plant's roots to go deep and become more established this way.
That's right. Okay. And so the symptoms for overwatering, because that's what people say, but my plant's wilting, and the symptoms for overwatering and underwatering are the same. This is just my one thing in here in Florida, is that we have a precious amount of resources here. Water being one of them. We're very blessed to have the water we have here in Florida, and we just want to conserve it. There's just no need to waste it. Yeah. And so we definitely want to do that. We have a great show today. This hour, we're going to take your questions. So you could go ahead and start lining up on the board. You can give Lizzie a call and wish her a good morning, and we could talk about your gardening questions, about your plants, about your landscape, issues you're having. And there's no question that's too dumb. So I definitely want you to call 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Want to wish Howie a very good morning. And so we know that the Petersons Nursery is listening in Lakeland. And also to the second hour is my favorite guest, my favorite topic, Katie Dubow. She is president of Garden Media Group. She's one of the top garden media companies in the world. She's going to join us and talk about in the second hour about the new gardening trends we will see in 2025. So you don't want to miss Katie, and we're going to take your gardening questions next right after the break. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you for joining us this morning. And if you'd like, we're taking phone calls now, 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text us if you don't have your brain just working right and you just want to, I've got a question and you just want to text it in, just call it in. That'll be fine.
That's just me. Yeah. Me, 100%.
And Linda said, she's got an interesting question, Linda, in Zone 8B. She says, a friend passed away who was taking Protein X, and it's a liquid pre-digested protein. Can it be diluted and sprayed on flowering plants or vegetable plants or added to root watering? Okay, so Protein X is just some natural ingredients and vitamins in it to boost your nutrition. And yes, you can root, you know, you can just pour it in water and put it on. I don't think it's going to do anything if you spray it on the leaves. Now, that's just my non-scientific opinion, it won't hurt, okay? And formulation, though, I don't know if the plants will be able to absorb it, because what we give our plants is not the same formulation as what adults take. So I don't really know, but it can't hurt. And if you're putting, you know, some of that barley, which is the part of the ingredients of Protein X, that's not going to hurt the plant at all. That will help. That'll be beneficial.
Okay.
Okay. To the degree, to what degree, I don't know. But I would do it. It's a good way not to waste it. Mm-hmm. And just putting it in the ground will be fine.
Oh, and she's also got jokes, because she said spiked eggnog with a little laughing and crying emojis. I'm like, you know what? If I didn't have to drive home, then you are correct. But yeah, unfortunately.
Now, do you put rum in it, or what do you put?
I put tequila in it. Who puts rum? What is that?
Tequila
and
eggnog.
Moonshine.
It's okay,
either
I have
tequila
to,
or
I
moonshine.
Have to think about that. I think that's... Yeah.
So. Now, how many people just puked in their mouth whenever I just said tequila?
No. That's good. So mistletoe is popular this time of the year, and it's very, very noticeable because it, we see it in the wintertime.
It's bright, and there's a big bush of it that fell out of my tree into my driveway. And I'm like, what?
Well, that's great.
Okay.
You know, you should put a red ribbon on it and put it up there, and then Shrek will kiss you all the time.
I would hope that I don't need to be kissed with
mistletoe. No, but it will, you know, just gives them another opportunity. And so mistletoe makes its own food. It is a parasite. It does harm trees. You'll find it mostly in laurel oaks, but mistletoe only grows in deciduous trees. And so when we are looking at live oak and laurel oaks, they don't shed their tree or their leaves to where the tree is completely leaf free. And so, you know, it's, but it does, but oak trees do shed their leaves. So mistletoe does fine in them. The American or oak mistletoe only grows in deciduous trees. And so it's most commonly found here in Florida in laurel oaks, but it'll also grow in elms and hackberries and sycamores and wild cherry trees. It is beneficial. It's the only food source for the great purple hair streak, which is one of our most beautiful southern butterflies. So when you see it, it does contribute to beneficial to the wildlife. In ancient times, Celtic druids believed that mistletoe was a holy plant because it rooted closer to heaven than any other plant, but its evergreen leaves symbolizes the promise of spring's return. But now in Scandinavian mythology, mistletoe is a symbol of peace. And these traditions and beliefs were adapted by the English and French to give us the holiday custom of kissing under the mistletoe bunches. So now how do you remove it or how do you stop it? It's very difficult. It is spread by birds, and that when they eat the berries, they fly to another tree and then lay a little bit of the mistletoe poop there on the branches, and it will attach to that tree.
Oh,
That's how it spreads. And so, but it really hurts more trees that are on the decline, trees that have had storm damage or they are rotting and they're just old. And so removing the mistletoe will help those trees. If you're wanting to keep a tree alive, then you do definitely have to remove it. And what you do is you take off the entire branch and come down about a foot, 6 inches to a foot below where the mistletoe is, and cut that branch off there. Now, unfortunately, pruning the trees like as harshly as that can also, make the plant more susceptible to damage, the oak trees more susceptible. But if you talk to an arborist, always talk to a certified arborist and get them to do the work or give you an opinion, pay for the consultation, and you want to, get that out of the tree. So I used to tease the Boy Scouts when they sell the mistletoe for money. You know, they do that this time of the year, mm-hmm. little Boy Scout troops. And I say, you know, that's a fertility, symbol. And they go, huh, what? And so I go, okay, we won't tell you where it comes from, the practice there. But so it's also, too, there is a growth regulator or a growth regulating chemical that can kill the mistletoe when the tree is dormant. You don't put it on when the tree is alive, and that's called Ethifon. And the arborists can get that for you, too. It's not available to homeowners. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me 23680. So 1-888, I just saw HR in Jacksonville, 1-888-455-2967.
It's funny, yeah. Believe it or not, and I get those calls. They're like, "Can Teresa just say the number just a little bit slower, please?" I'm just like, "It's a habit."
1-888-455-2967. So he loves HR loves kumquats. It would like to grow a tree of his own. What nursery has them to order in Florida? Well, in Jacksonville. If you will contact your extension office, okay, Jacksonville has an extension office there, and ask them what fruit nurseries you have in the area, they will be able to tell you that. Or if you just Google Jacksonville and fruit nurseries, then it will pop up, and then you can ask them, if they do sell the kumquats. Okay, so kumquats are a little bit more cold tolerant, but they may succumb to freezes in your area. So you want to check that out, make sure. What kind of vegetables can you be growing right now? I'll speak slowly. Beets and broccoli, Brussels sprouts. I love Brussels sprouts. Cabbages and carrots and cauliflower, celery and Chinese cabbage, collards and endive, kale and kohlrabi, lettuce and mustard, onions, there should not be a day go by that someone doesn't eat their onions. Onions, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mm-hmm. Peas and radicchio, radishes and rhubarbs, rutabaga and spinach, Swiss chard and turnips. All of these you can kind of associate with stews and warm soups and just stuff that recipes that make your fill your tummy up and stick to your bones, and that's going to be great. Herbs, you can plant anise and arugula, basil and borage, chives and cardamom, chervil and cilantro, coriander, dill and fennel. You can plant those even if you don't eat them. You can plant them for the butterflies. Garlic and ginger, lavender and lemon balm, and lovage, Mexican tarragon, which I love, béarnaise sauce, mint and nasturtium, oregano, parsley, rosemary, sage, sweet marjoram, thyme, and watercress. And so herbs do very well this time of the year. And we have lots of flowers you can be planting. I'll talk to you a little bit about that. But write this number down, and you can then have it, access to it. You can call us any Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. And the number is 1-888-455-2967.
And also, if you think of something during the weekend or during the week, you can text us at 23680. You know, just put your name, your location of where you're wanting to do the planting or the question from. And I will usually see it on Monday mornings whenever I come in. And I keep an eye on the text line during the week because we have a morning show here in Orlando. And yes. And then I usually take pictures and send them to Teresa. So, yeah, because don't ever go, oh, well, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. I can't sleep. I have this question, but I'll wait until next Saturday. Nope. Just go ahead and text and say, this is for Teresa, and text it. And if you have to send a couple, go ahead and send a couple. Yeah, I think, I don't know if it limits you to certain numbers of letters or characters that you can text. So it's 23680. Just text us and just say it's for Teresa.
And they could go to our Facebook page and like it. And yes, that would be wonderful. So many new people are coming in. I'd like to say a good morning to Texas and Alabama and Mississippi and our good friend, Dr. Gary Bachman and Katie Bachman in Mississippi and North Carolina. I mean, you can hear the show anywhere you go, especially if you are a snowbird here in Florida and you're only here during the wintertime. You can still hear the show when you go back to Illinois or Michigan or Ohio.
And if you have a question, just go ahead and either text us, do a Facebook, or email Teresa at teresa.watkins@live.com, because she answers questions from like Alaska. I think we have one from Hawaii. Didn't we have one from like South America last year
or something like that? We did.
And Teresa was able, just give her a minute to be able to research just in case she's not familiar with the plant that you're asking in that area. She's very good about this. She usually busts it off the top of her head. So,
and so what should you be doing in your garden? I'll be talking about that next. Not a lot to do for December. We're coming up on the 2 weeks for Christmas and New Year's. And, you know, we just want to enjoy our gardens. So hopefully you've been following every month what to do in your landscape so that you're right on schedule. And we also wanted to tell everybody we have a great show coming up for New Year's.
Yes, I'm so excited. We are going to have the Tom McCubbins in here. And I love to see the two of you together and the way you two interact. And then also, Teresa has a little bit of a surprise. Not only does she have an announcement, but she has something very funny and special that she figured out between her and Tom. But you have to pay attention, and that's December 28th. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. You need to listen to the Better Lawns and Garden Show. It is pre-recorded. However, it's not a best of. But yes,
all brand new material.
Yeah, and she dumped some information, and it's pretty cool. I'm excited for those that don't know, because I was excited whenever I found out.
It's pretty cool. And so we're going to be back 1-888-888. 455-2967, or you can text me 23680. It's Saturday morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. and welcome back to the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins, and we would love to have your phone call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. And let's go to Mike in Venice. He's a longtime listener. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. Thank you. Good to hear you both this morning.
Thank you.
Hi. There's a couple of the big box stores sell these small 4 and 6 inch plants in self-watering pots. Mm-hmm. Now, they're a little bit more expensive than your regular pots that you've seen over the years. And I've tried one or two over time, but I'm not crazy about it. And what do you think of these self-watering pots that you find these nice little house plants in?
Well, I kind of think they're really good, Mike, only because some people forget to water their plants. And so watering from the bottom up can be very helpful for people who are gone for a period of time. Let's say you go away for a week or so or 2 weeks and you want to make sure your plants stay watered. But if they're outside, if they're used outside or like in a patio or pool cage that gets rainfall, then they are automatically filled up and you don't have to refill them all the time. So I don't think there's like them. I use them. I recommend them to my clients for the front of their houses so that we don't have to put, you know, irrigation in right next close to the foundation at the front door. And they work fine. So I just think it depends on what you're growing and what your situation, in your life, your lifestyle is.
Okay. And if you, let's say, buy a 4 or 6 inch plant and it grows, and over time, if you need to bump it up another pot size, do you actually look for another self-watering pot, or would you put it in a regular one?
I think I would put it in a regular one. Like you say, they're a little bit expensive. And mm-hmm. So I tend to buy ones that are very good quality and expensive so that they work very well. And so that your soil isn't sitting in water all the time. So it has a device and it's made so that the water comes through with sucking up the water, okay, with a string or a kind of pipe. And so I tend to, you know, I don't know what your style is as far as your patios or your furniture, so I would say I wouldn't bump it up into another self-watering unless you're going to be gone and can't take care of your plants.
I appreciate that. Well, thanks, Teresa.
You're welcome,
I appreciate
Mike.
It. Nice.
Are you?
Nice
what's your temperatures
show.
Like right now in Venice?
The weather is it's a little cool this morning, probably in the upper 50s, low 60s, but we've been down to about 44.
Wow! Wow! Well, enjoy the cool weather. At least the sun shines when we have this cold weather. So, take
Absolutely.
Care. Thank you so much for listening and being out there, Mike.
Thanks. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Yeah, Mike is a longtime listener. I've loved. He sends me pictures of his plants, and he is a great gardener. I love that. And so Diana Tallahassee says, my Stephanota, she brought her Stephanota inside for the wintertime. What could she spray the leaves with as some of the leaves are curling? I hate to spray anything toxic in the house. And so, Diane, great question. I think you're, let me know if I'm correct or not, but I think you're talking about the Stephanotis vine, and it's a beautiful, fragrant, white flowering plant. It does well under trellis. And if the leaves are curling, that means you have an insect issue. And what attacks Stephanotis most is either scale or mealy bugs. So there are a number of different products that you can use. So you can use like Garden Safer indoor plants. They have an indoor product that you can use. I like to use systemic when I'm inside the house. Systemics means that you don't have a spray, but you put it on the plant and it is absorbed by the roots. And, you know, it actually works very well on the entire plant, and it can get rid of your insects. The other thing is that if it's fungus gnats or something else, then you can use a mosquito bits in it. And that will take care of the fungus gnats. So I'd like to know kind of what's wrong with the plant. So maybe if you send me pictures, I would be able to help you more. But Garden Safer, Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew, Ortho has a wonderful indoor houseplant insecticide, and these are safe to use indoors because that's what the label says, indoor houseplants. So it would not be toxic for your house to use them. Okay, so great question, Diane. I would love to know what the insect is that's curling it. Could be aphids, it could be mealybugs, it could be mites, but finding out what is actually wrong with the plant or what insect is, you know, attacking it will really help to understand it. But you get an indoor houseplant spray or systemic, and it will work on it.
I hope our listeners don't think that I'm good at gardening because, And here's why. And don't think that you're doing things wrong. And I want to reassure people of this. My poinsettias that Teresa gifted me last year, 80% of them passed this year.
They died.
They died. Because I planted them too close together.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. I did in a way I know to not plant stuff close to the house, but I wanted to do the candy cane look because she got me gorgeous white ones and red ones.
Yes.
But I shoved them all together when I was planting them to make that pretty candy cane flow look.
Right.
And they were growing. And then when the summer rolled around, all of a sudden I started seeing these little white flies.
Yeah, you didn't tell me.
Well, you know, I just feel bad because y'all don't understand how giving Teresa is. And she is always bringing me stuff. And I'm just like, I love this to death. And hopefully I don't love it too much. So I smother it. And somehow I smothered them. And I lost most of them. However, I've been collecting poinsettias through this year. I've got pink ones. I've got orange ones. I've got brown. Well, they're dead brown. But they were colored for Thanksgiving.
Right.
But when I planted all of these, I actually separated them out. So if you think you're doing something wrong and you can't seem to get stuff to grow, just stop and listen to the show because number one, you are not failing in life when it comes to plants. However, Teresa's got your answer.
No, it's great for the plant industry when you kill plants. You buy new ones. See? That's how we get, we do it here. So 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me 23680. Have a little bit more fun facts about mistletoe and your gardening questions coming right up. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And now, Teresa's Top 5.
And my top five are herbs to grow year-round. And the first one is rosemary. Rosemary is a wonderful, delicious herb that is also a woody ornamental that you can harvest year-round and makes a great landscape plant. Parsley. Garden parsley is a bright green biennial plant in temperate climates, or it's an annual herb in your garden. So it's harvested frequently, it can be grown year-round. I've had it last 3 years in my landscape, in my garden bed, so it can do it. Lemongrass. Lemongrass is wonderful. It is abundant in the Philippines and Indonesia. Its fragrant leaves are traditionally used in cooking, particularly for lechon, which is a pork dish, and roasted chicken. The dry leaves can also be brewed into a tea, and you should have it in your yard. It's wonderful, and use it regularly in your cuisine. Oregano. Oregano is a woody perennial plant in the mint family. It's sometimes called wild marjoram, while its close relative Oregano marjorana is known as sweet marjoram. It's got earthy, warm, and light, slightly bitter taste, which can vary in intensity, and is a staple of Mediterranean dishes. And the last one is mint. Mints are aromatic, almost exclusively perennial herbs. Due to their tendency to spread unchecked, some mints are considered invasive. This has been proven in Lizzie's yard. Okay, different types of mint include spearmint, peppermint, apple, and pineapple mint, orange mint, strawberry mint, and my favorite, chocolate mint, which tastes like a Girl Scout cookie. Those are my top five herbs to grow that are very easy and will do well in any yard. Thank you, Lizzie.
Yes, you should always listen to Teresa when she says, hey, don't plant too much of this. And I'm like, whatever, Teresa, you're only a professional. And then what do? I have mint from 3 years ago. Chocolate. The only one that didn't continue to grow was the pineapple. I have chocolate mint. I have peppermint. I have spearmint. I have sweet mint. And it just, I have literally turned my beds over and over and over the soil. I've turned the soil over and over and over in all my different beds.
And it just spreads.
And I've pulled roots and I've dug them. It's like tumbleweeds of stuff and the root just keeps going and going. And somehow I go, oh, the bed's done. There's no more roots. There's no more twigs. There's nothing. There's no remnants of anything that has to do with a mint. And dadgummit, a month later, well, there's a whole pile of it just overnight.
How do the turkeys do? Do they eat the mint or do they?
They'll walk up because it's still growing out of my beds. Like it's breaking through the cracks in my above ground beds. And they'll walk up because they're greedy. And they like to make sure that they get to whatever is there first. And they'll grab it and they look at it and like, ugh, and they spit it out. And I'm like, mm-hmm.
That'll teach some.
Brats.
1-888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680. We have a few more minutes left in this hour. Next hour, we have Katie Dubow coming up with her 2025 gardening trends. And they are fantastic. I can't wait. So here's some things you can do in your landscape. It's not a lot. Again, we're coming up on 2 weeks for Christmas time. You should be pretty much good in your landscape for doing things. But here's what you can do if you still have issues. If your lawn has large weedy areas, go ahead and remove it and add new sod or plugs. Putting chemicals on it over and over again, you know, just may not work. So go ahead and remove the area and replace it with sod. You can sod this time of the year, not a problem. You do not want to use Bahia seed right now because Bahia seed will not germinate in cold temperatures. You can use spot weed control for you. If you do have just a little bit of weeds, you can use a chemical on that and that will work. Mowing can be reduced to every other week in most landscapes. And then you want to keep mowing the lawn at the normal height. Now, mowing the lawn correctly is going to give you a uniform look, but it's also going to control the weeds. Having a nice thick lawn doesn't allow the weeds to grow through. The competition and weed seeds can't get down in the lawn. So yes, keep the lawn mowed at a normal height. Zoysia lawns are going to go brown right now. In fact, they probably already turned brown with that first week of cold temperatures. It's normal. Don't worry about it. It will green up as soon as the temperatures warm back up again. And then this is the time of the year to get your garden equipment in shape. Mow your lawnmower blades. Keep them sharp. You want to sharpen them after every 5 mowings, approximately. If you do it every 6 or every 7, no big whoop. But you want to make sure you're at least, you know, keeping them sharp 3 to 4 times a year. And then you want to mow as needed. So then also, too, you can feed your vegetable garden every 3 to 4 weeks with composted manure. You can put that down, or just a general fertilizer will be helpful. Feed your container plants every other week. You can use a slow-release fertilizer as labeled. And then you do not want to fertilize any fruit trees, shrubs, and vines. The next time to fertilize those plants will come in March. Okay, we do not want to stimulate any growth that can't take a freeze right now. And usually our cool season vegetables will do just fine in a freeze. But, you know, your deciduous plants, your fruiting trees, you do not want to stimulate growth at this time of the year. And your citrus, they've already got fruit on them or they've got flowers on them. So again, you don't need to put the fertilizer down right now. Next time is going to be in early spring. You want to observe the watering rules. Again, I can't stress this enough, especially here in Florida. 1 inch of water a week is all we need to be doing right now this year. And that may even be too much. That 1 inch of water can be kind of used over a 2-week period, 10 to 14 days. The less you water, the deeper the root system, the healthier your plants. And then you can right now, if you haven't done it already this fall, incorporate organic matter with older annual beds and sandy soils to encourage plant vigor. Now, when you amend the soils, it's not a one and done thing. you're going to see that the microbes in the soil are going to break down your organic material, and you're going to have to continually add it, maybe possibly even once a year. So you want to make sure that the organic material is replaced. And if you haven't done it in a few years, now is a good time to do it. And that organic material will allow the plant to hold on to moisture longer, so you don't need to water as much, and also to give it nutrition that it can use to grow and be healthy. So organic material is very good in the in your soil, especially if you have sandy soils. Now, if you're out in Lake Nona, or if you have black dirt, and I will tell you, these areas that are in the swampy areas of the Four Corners area, then also in Tampa, we have a lot of areas that are swampy. If the soil is black and doesn't filter through your hand like sand, then you already have enough organic material in it. You don't need to add more. Pruning time is over for most plants. Unless it's out of bounds shoots and suckers, you can remove those any time of the year. If you want to, you can just take your clippers and clip it off. No big whoop. But you do not want to be cutting your camellias, which are full of blooms right now.
They are gorgeous. I need to send you my pictures.
Oh, I do.
It looked like paint. It looks like someone just took like splatter paint with a brush with white, and they're pink, and it's just the white splattered
everywhere.
They're
just beautiful, aren't they? I love camellias. Your azaleas, you do not want to cut. And then also to any of your hydrangeas, your spring blooming plants. And I will tell you, when I do consultations and I talk to people, I'll say, well, you know, Indian hawthorn has these beautiful white blooms. They go, I've never seen it bloom. And that's because you cut it every month.
Yes.
And or the viburnums have beautiful white flowers. We have a great question here. I don't know who sent it, but Starburst Tree, how can she keep the suckers from growing? Or he, how can they keep the suckers from growing? How do they take care of it? Put it in a pot and set it on cement. There is no way to stop the Cleodendron Starburst from suckering. And it will come up 15 feet away. And I will tell you, I'm speaking from experience, because I had one in my backyard, and I ripped it out 6 months later because it just went crazy, and you cannot control it. I love them. I think the flowers are beautiful. It belongs in a pot and on cement, and that way it won't spread and won't sucker. If you are in the garden area, we'd love to hear from you. Write this number down, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. We have Katie Dubow. She is the president of Garden Media Group. She is coming up, and we have she's going to tell us all about what's going to happen next year in the garden. And she's always thrilling to have. She's a dynamo. And I'm looking forward to talking with her. So she is just wonderful. We also have the Dirty Word of the Day coming up.
We'll be taking calls at 8:30. So get ready for that, or go ahead and text us to 23680, and we'll get to your questions at the bottom of the hour.
Exactly. And you can still sign up for my free newsletter. You can go to she-consulting.com and sign up for the December newsletter. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, makers of Mosquito Bits and Mosquito Dunk. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you missed any of the show, you can go to betterlawns.com and catch all of our podcasts there. It's betterlawns.com.